This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole has scored poorly again in his Senate voting record on issues affecting American consumers. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, a highly respected national organization, the Consumer Federation of America, has just published its annual analysis of Senate voting records on consumer issues. Once again, old Bob Dole is bringing up the rear. For the year 1986, I scored 80% out of a possible 100, but you rated only 13%, Bob. You voted against strict antitrust laws, against utility users, against tougher standards on hazardous chemicals and food, against a crackdown on special interest campaign contributions, and even against victims of airplane accidents. That sort of relentless anti-consumer voting record may play well with your right-wing special interest crowd, Bob, but doesn't the average citizen deserve consideration, too?
Ted, he not only deserves consideration, he deserves protection. Protection from your annual tax raid on the wallets of hardworking men and women all across this nation. As far as your loud self-promotion goes, I can't believe you think our listeners will fall for your slanted scorecard. The consumer group you mention is a liberal lobby organization with its own agenda, and that liberal agenda doesn't sit well with the average American citizen. Ted, I'm talking about your so-called pro-consumer votes in favor of big government interference in the home, the workplace, and the free market. I'm talking about federal red tape, consumer harassment, and a call for more and more taxpayer dollars to fund your bureaucracy. Ted, when it comes to voting with the taxpayers, not liberal interest groups, I'll be happy to compare our scores. This is Senator Bob Dole. It's budget time again, and Ted and his friends can't take the heat. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.